Hey, when it comes to playing the greatest music, we like to shake it up. We got so much good stuff, like the Cards, and Shake It Up.
It is now time for game two of our doubleheader broadcast of Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. Now, let's go ahead and head back courtside with Matt Sharp.
Thank you, Joe, and good evening once again from the from Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mountain Home High School Career Academies as Mountain Home's Bomber boys are going to try to hopefully feed off of the Lady Bombers' fortunes and advance to the championship game of the First Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament. The Bombers' opponent tonight here in the semifinals is going to be Junction City. Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 6-4 on the season. The Bombers started off the tournament last night by defeating Hamburg by a final score of 44-27. This Junction City team, it's just their first win of the season coming last night. They're just very early into the year. They started a lot later than a lot of others because they went so far in the football, into going to the championship game before losing to Fordyce just a few weeks ago down at War Memorial Stadium. But this Junction City team is 1-2 on the year. The Dragons started off the tournament last night over on the junior high campus with a 3-point win over K-City to advance to the semifinals. Now, the winner of this game will play Farmington for the championship tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Earlier today, the Cardinals defeated Flippin by a score of 55-49. So the winner will get Farmington tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. The loser will get Flippin for third place at 1:30 in the afternoon. Let you know are the earlier games today on the boys' bracket. Hamburg edged out K-City 55-52, and Clarendon beat Paragould 41-35. So K-City and Paragould will play for seventh place tomorrow morning at 9, and Hamburg and Clarendon will play for fifth place tomorrow morning at 10:30. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Junction City in the semifinals of the First Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament. You're listening to the Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with the planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
And we welcome you back to the Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Matt Thomas is getting ready to take on Junction City in this boys' semifinal of the First Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament. Take a look at the starting lines for both teams. First off, for Junction City, they're in their road purples. The Dragons are coached by Kendall Hutchison with a record of 1-2. They'll be going with Ryan Allen, a 6'1 sophomore. Harlandis Frazier, he is a 5'10 senior. Zach Brown, a 5'7 junior. Also, Jakendall Henderson, a 5'11 senior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Cameron Frazier, a 6'4 junior. Mountain Home in their home whites, coached by Josh Fulcher with a record of 6-4. They'll be going with two seniors in their starting lineup, Satch Harris at 5'11 and Abe Crawford at 6'. And also for Mountain Home, three juniors, Wyatt Gilbert at 5'11, Matt Jones at 6'5, and Dawson Tabor at 6'4. That's going to wrap up the Bombers pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Junction City coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.